You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You take a little tie on your little radio bosom, and you're trying to feed him.
I brought him right on the bosom, and this is the thanks I get.
But he has to want to eat. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
You carry around the apartment like a sack of vegetables?
Poor Sherry. Our amazing producers, RJ Santillo, is back and just in time.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
We missed you, RJ. How about the very handsome Raymond Santiago?
I mean, I think he's considered now the Mets pimp. That's what they call him.
Minus the Mets. Big shout out to the companies. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Dos Equis. No, it's Dos Equis. How do you say it?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, my God.
Para dos chicas.
And they pay him to do this. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Listen, Nick, if you are not.
And he almost drops an F-bomb. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Kind of warm and fuzzy inside.
Well said, Booney. The NFL draft is finally here, and the K-Show thinks Dave is a loser for loving it so much. Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Anthony Rizzo all homered in a 7-3 win over the A's. The Mets wrapped up their West Coast trip with a huge win in San Francisco. Francisco Lindor had a huge day. The win not only snapped the Mets' three-game losing streak, also sent them home 3-3 on the road trip. Tonight we have the Knicks in Philly for Game 3. The Islanders back home for Game 3 against Carolina. Jordan on at 8:30. Rich Cimini at 8:45. We're giving away Tim McGraw tickets. And as always on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. A big time station ID at 8. RJ's world famous stuff you missed around 9:15. But before we get to all that, there's something troubling happening, and I don't like it. It happened once.
I can yell louder than you, and I can sing while I yell. I am multitasking as we speak. Tony, you sound like a geek.
Beautiful rhyme, very catchy, not very nice. No big deal. Problem is, it happened again.
Tony, you're a big baller down there in Delaware?
Tony, big baller in Delaware. Yesterday is when it all started to make sense.
Dave, it's not about who you like, who you
don't like.
Of course
it's about, oh my God, hang up on him. For God's sakes, hang up on him.
Also a Tony, which means Dave hates Tonys and Tonys hate Dave. The real question is why. Anything you've ever said to offend a Tony?
I went into a moment where I lost my, you name it, I lost it.
Okay, and what did you say to him?
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
Oh, my goodness. So as far as you're concerned, Tonys can...
Go drown yourself in a tub.
Oh, great. Now we get it. If you're a Tony, be careful today. Here he is, a man that probably hates Tony Danza, the one and only Dave Rothenberg.
Well, it's finally here. What an open that was, by the way. I completely forgot you were doing the open. As I heard the music and it ended, I was just about to jump in, so I'm glad that yours got there quicker than mine. But that was a nice open. Well done by you.
Oh, thank you.
I did receive an email from a gentleman named Tony Kim yesterday.
Does he like you?
He said, when you said, quote, I hate Tonys, it actually was very hurtful. Just because there are some moronic Tonys out there, you can't bash on all Tonys.
I hate Tonys. That's
just like I still love you, even though I despise the existence of David Berkowitz. Much love, Tony.
All right. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
So, you know what? And I feel a bond, a closeness with Tony Kim, and Maybe that's just the olive branch with me and the Tonys.
Maybe he's the Tony that gets you, you know, back. It only takes one. That's it.
Maybe. Then received another email from a gentleman by the name of Sharky.
Oh, this was, we had Sharky yesterday that you went after.
We had Sharky that was an obnoxious fool yesterday. He said, I'm writing to try to salvage the name Sharky. I've always thought I had a pretty unique last name, and honestly, it was kind of cool. But hearing that clown who calls himself Sharky call recently and make us all look bad, he was too much for me. He's not a real Sharky. Wish I could be there on the 2nd and the 5th, but I'm down in Nashville with my family. We moved here from New Jersey 7 years ago. My wife and I still listen to you every single day. You're our connection to home and to our teams. We love the show. Don't ever change. Tony suck. Regards, Sharky from Nashville. Bob for apples, pal.
RJ, in case you missed it, Sharky called, went after Dave.
Jerk.
Dave's retort was, go Bob for apples, which really made no sense. And then that's when he started to get creative, said, I'm going to fillet you, and then I believe told Sharky to go drown himself in a tub.
No. Go drown yourself in a tub.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Boy, I missed you guys.
Welcome back, RJ.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm sure you missed us.
I did. I've been listening, and yeah, that was tough. You told a man named Sharky to... I'm never not even going to repeat it, but that's tough. But I did miss you all.
It's not tough for me. It'd be tough for him.
Yeah, I guess in a literal form. Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough for you because you kind of told him to do it, so I'm sure you'd face some kind of legal ramification. But
oh, all right. Stop being so literal, would you?
But I missed you all a great deal.
We missed you. And by the way, you know what we found out when you were not here?
Yeah.
Bauer sucks.
That's not true.
Oh, it couldn't be more true.
That's not true.
Oh, he is just awful.
He was tough.
Yeah. You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes.
And you decided, you know what, to hell with it, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of.
I think he just doesn't respect you.
That's possible, but he's also probably...
Well, that's clear. He doesn't respect Dave, but he doesn't respect the show either. Like
to be fair, he's not really very good at the job.
RJ, he did the five-pack, and he did four of the...
Linemen.
Four of the five.
Yeah.
Listen, that's his perspective. His prerogative. He views the lineman
it's
as
not his prerogative.
But
so the rules
the
of the five pack.
But you won.
It doesn't matter. The rules of the five pack are it's skill position players. Those are the rules.
He views it as stuff you should know, I guess. If you're truly the king of colleges.
It's not the point. It's going against the entire belief system of the five pack.
I mean, you could view it all as this is all one big sabotage job for next Sunday. I think he's just trying to get in your head, really.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I played 2 hours of pickleball, Rick. 2 hours.
Good.
Couple things. 2 hours, way too long for me.
Right.
Secondly, I'm ready to go.
I only need you for an hour. That's
yeah,
it.
I am ready to go. So I'm all stretched out. I'm like a starter who I reached the 100-pitch mark. I'm ready to go. And I feel good for next Sunday.
Good. All right. Put you through kind of like a little spring training, getting yourself ready.
Ready to go.
I like it. I like the confidence.
It was indoor pickleball, which was nice. So I got, you know, kind of the feel. Not great lighting. I imagine Pickleball America is going to have better lighting. So, I'm going through all the hurdles and all the thoughts that what might I have to deal with? Maybe the lighting's not great. You know what? Now I played in bad lighting. Can I handle this for 2 hours? You know what? I can. So I'm doing everything to get myself as ready as possible.
You're like Bill Belichick is what you are.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know what I mean? You're checking weather. You're checking forecasts. Is it going to rain? Because if it is, we'll practice with wet balls.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody wants to play with wet balls, but if you had to, you had to. What?
I think you know what you did. And because I'm more mature nowadays, I'm gonna move past it.
Yeah, really.
It's because I got scolded yesterday, okay? If you want to know the truth.
Yeah. By the way,
in our very productive meeting,
and Ray is going to corroborate what I'm going to say.
Don't say it.
You fast asleep during the meeting, RJ. Fast asleep.
We got concerned for a second.
Was someone talking? Did someone say something to me?
Multiple times.
I mean, we're like Rick. And you're like, guys, I'm here. We're like, you're sleeping. I'm not. I wasn't sleeping.
I forgot who said it, but somebody said, should we check and see? He's got a pulse?
Yeah.
Something. It was concerned. I got concerned for like 2 seconds.
We thought he might have left us.
Very worn down.
Yeah, clearly. Today's our day, my friend. Today's our day.
Today is our day. We had the baseball yesterday, so both teams win. And that, I said it in the open. That's a big win for the Mets.
Huge win.
Right,
and
coming
home.
You
know what's nice about it, too? It salvages the road trip because you felt so good about winning 2 out of 3 in L.A. And then if you got swept by the Giants, you'd feel kind of dirty. But to go 3-3 on that road trip is a great road trip for the
Well,
Mets.
Think about it. You're right, because all of a sudden now you get not only swept, but that's 4 in a row you've lost. You come back 2-4 as opposed to the 3-3.
Right.
On top of that, Lindor had a big day. Tyrone Taylor, too.
He's a nice fourth outfielder.
He is. He's a nice player. So they get the big win. Last night, Yankees fans are excited because it looks like Judge starting to snap out of it. Soto and Rizzo all homered. Wells finally snaps out of it. Now it's a bunt single down the line, but who cares? In his mind, it's a single. Doesn't matter. Glaber got a hit.
In the scorer's book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
As well. Yeah.
Right, doesn't matter. So all good things. And now it's kind of like, hey, take a step back, take a deep breath, relax a little bit, because today is going to be a lot.
Oh, today's going to be great. It is going to be great. So you got the NFL draft, you got the Knicks and the Sixers, and you have the Islanders and the Hurricanes. This is, by the way, I talked to Dan Grasso yesterday.
I was texting with Dan Grasso also.
We had a phone conversation.
You know, I'm thinking about something right now.
You going to say it?
Ugh.
And it was a very nice phone conversation. He's very entertaining on the phone.
You know what's funny about him, though? I hate to interrupt you, is... Well, in honor of Dan, I guess I'll interrupt you, is that even when you text with him, he also like he has a pregnant pause in between text messages.
Really?
Yeah. It's like question and you're waiting, and I can see that he's writing. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Huh, interesting. And he said, and I was surprised by this, he said he expects the Islanders to win tonight and thinks there's a very good chance the Islanders win both of these games at UBS.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was like, really? He's like, oh, yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
He's like explaining to me, this is what happens. I was like, great, I hope that's what happens.
Right. I mean, how could those last two periods in Carolina not give you a tremendous amount of confidence?
Most of confidence.
When they had 5 shots in 2 periods.
RJ, get your worker bee hat on. What time are we doing our mock draft?
So I would say...
It's got to be 9:30, right?
It's got to be in the 9 o'clock hour because we're pretty jam-packed today.
It's a busy show. We have Nobservations, and did it happen in Florida around 7:45, 8:30 Renan, 8:45 Samini.
Yeah.
9:15 Stuff You Missed.
I think it's got to be 9:30.
9:30.
We're
and you know what's good about
9:30
too? It gives us almost as much time as we can possibly have, like walks us closer to the draft.
I mean,
good.
That's good for you. It's probably not great for the psyche of Rick.
I mean, Rick put all the work in yesterday.
You're done, right?
Well,
Rick is, well, could change at 8:30 or 8:45.
I mean, the mailman will stop by at 9:08. Got to ask him. I could shake things
Well,
up.
I got a couple versions here because I got the one kind of like stock, and then I got, you know, a couple of that. One I'd like to see happen. The other one, if we get wild with some trades.
Hardball.
Yeah, you are a hardball. I'm going to ask you a question. You may not feel comfortable answering, and that's fine.
Oh, I'm always comfortable.
No, you may not. Do you have the Jets going wide receiver or lineman? You might want to save it for later.
Well,
no,
okay, but that was one of my biggest things, was trying to separate what I want and what they'll end up doing. Because I really think that there's going to be a real pull to add a wide receiver or Brock Bowers at that pick.
Yeah, I think they're not going to know what to do. And I don't necessarily think there's a wrong.
No, I don't think there's a wrong. But I also understand that there's one thing that's going to derail this entire season, and that's going to be if the offensive line stinks.
Right.
If or
the
can't
offensive
stay
line is reminiscent of last year's offensive line, Aaron Rodgers could get hurt again because he's 40-plus years old, and B, he's not going to have time to throw the ball, and that's going to be a major problem too. So, yes, to me, and I agree with that, I would go offensive line. But if they take Brock Bowers, there's no way you can crush them for that.
No. No, unless Tyron Smith gets hurt, unless Morgan Moses gets hurt, and you don't have a good option there. Right? I mean, unless
that
happens.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
So, I mean, if the offensive line stays healthy and does a good job, of course, if they get Rome Odunze or they get Brock Bowers, that's great. The more weapons, the better. But if they do that and the offensive line gets hurt and isn't very good and Aaron Rodgers is running for his life, then you'll hold it against them. Just like last year when, you know, didn't seem like a huge deal at the time. I didn't love it, but didn't seem like a huge deal. People weren't that upset about it with the pick swap. And you end up taking a defensive player because you missed out on the tackle.
Right. And that tackle was really good.
So Pittsburgh jumps up ahead of you, and you had a guy that didn't really, I mean, hopefully this year Will McDonald takes that step that Jermaine Johnson did, but was, I mean, how much of a factor was Will McDonald last year?
Well, not only that, but I mean, was it a position of necessity?
Well, knowing that you're going to lose Bryce Huff, I guess, right? Like, you're also drafting knowing what's coming down the pipe.
I guess, but you needed an offensive lineman.
Right, but you end up signing Hassan Reddick anyway.
Right. Right, exactly that. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So you know what I really like? And we mentioned this yesterday. You can take the draft with you tonight. You go on ESPN New York. There's going to be a separate draft tile. You press that button. Now, anywhere you go, you have the draft in your pocket.
Especially with everything that's happening tonight.
Or, you know what you can do? You can sit in front of your TV. You right. can have the Knicks game on. Maybe you have a smaller TV or the computer with the Islanders. And then you have your phone with the tile. And you boop, press that. And now the draft pops on.
It's a great app. It really is. A great app.
It is a great app. So we'll remind you of that throughout the morning. Like I said, observations. Did it happen in Florida? Today, one of the busier days we have. Renan, 8:30. Samini, 8:45. Stuff You Missed, 9:15. By the way, Raymond did a very nice job with Stuff You Missed. A very nice job. Not to say you don't, RJ, because you're great, but it was in good hands. 9:30, apparently. We're going to do our mock draft. So, very busy day. We'll get to your calls, 1-800-919-3776. Last night, you know what? Take a breath. Mets with a win, Yankees with a win, but not a crazy New York sports night. Tonight, it's on. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You like the Knicks to go up 3-0 against the Sixers? Bet it. You can also bet props like three-pointers made in any game, over-unders, point totals, or first basket score, and plenty more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mickey Haynes, I'm with you, Dave. Football first, everything else a distant second. Doesn't mean I don't love my other teams. They just take a back seat to the NFL. See, I think that's what it is for me, too. And I understand that this is a monster Knicks game, but it's not like the Knicks are 1-1 or down 0-2. They're up 2-0. So for me, NFL first, Knicks second, Islanders third.
Right, but how can you say that you love your teams if you're going to tune into something that doesn't necessarily involve your teams until pick 6 or pick 10?
Well, I don't love the Knicks as much as I love the Giants.
Okay.
I mean, I've never said that. It's right, always been the Giants won.
I understand that. But my point the entire time is Giants don't pick till 6. Right. You have, I mean, is the Knicks is what, your third favorite team behind the Rangers?
No, Mets too.
Mets too.
Yeah.
Then Rangers,
I don't
then
mean
Knicks.
The Mets too, I mean the Mets as well. It would go Giants, Rangers, Mets, Knicks.
Okay, but like,
but that doesn't mean I don't love them.
I know you love them, but let's not pretend like this is an important game. This is a huge game. This is a huge game. If they lose this game and Jalen Brunson struggles again, just think of the phone calls we'll be taking.
You think the people will start to crush Jalen Brunson?
No, I don't think they'll crush Jalen Brunson, but you're going to start to get a little bit nervous.
Really?
I'm not saying that I will necessarily, but when you saw the first two games, right, and how those things and how, I mean, how close we were to actually losing game two, Jalen Brunson struggling in both of those games. If now all of a sudden we go to Philly and we lose the first one and Jalen Brunson struggles again, does that give you a lot of confidence that they're going to win game four now?
Maybe not.
And now we're looking at, okay, tied 2-2 coming back to Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson struggled in all four games. And this is this.
Yeah, but you're putting the cart before the horse, no? Now you have Jalen Brunson struggling in all four games, and you have losing these two games in Philly?
Listen, all I'm saying is it's an important game.
Yeah, it's an important game, a less important game than if it were 1-1.
I don't look at it that way.
All right, well, that's fine. And I'm dialed into the Knicks. They are not the number one priority tonight.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
About your number one priority, which is the NFL draft.
Yes.
One of my biggest holdups last night, like I mentioned, the first one was trying to separate the emotion, you know, when I'm deciding what the Jets are going
to
do.
You have to do that. You have to do what do you think they're going to do. That's it.
Here's my second biggest holdup. The J.J. McCarthy song, which we'll play when he's on with Rich Eisen. All the reports that they're going to try to move heaven and earth to get up to 3 to get Drake May. This is not very Joe Shane-like with how he's handled the draft. To be this transparent about, well, this is like Dave Gettleman stuff.
I said this yesterday. I said, doesn't it surprise people that he's so Drake May's the guy I want to move up for?
Yeah. Or that now it's, I mean, when Rich Eisen, do we have that sound when Rich Eisen asked J.J. McCarthy, where do you think you're going to get drafted?
We do. We have the sound. Here, this is J.J. McCarthy, Rich Eisen yesterday.
New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney, Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gattis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar. Formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
So hearing that audio, did it impact your mock draft that you did?
Yeah, it impacted one of them.
Well, the one you're going to bring on air?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided which one I'm bringing on air yet.
Oh, God.
Well, no, because a part of me is like, is Joe Shane that smart where he's
I
doing all
Joe
this?
I think Joe Shane plays this game very well.
Right, knowing that, you know, Minnesota has tried to position, you know, has tried to position themselves where they get one of these quarterbacks, either May or McCarthy, and I mean, if all of a sudden now I think, or they're making it seem like they're going to take J.J. McCarthy at 6, that means I can't stay at 11. I got to trade up. So now if I trade up to 5, because Arizona doesn't want to move out of 4 because they want Marvin Harrison Jr., now all of a sudden I get one of the two best receivers in the draft now at 6.
See, that would be the blessing of everything. Is it the Giants get the quarterback they want at 6? You don't have to mortgage anything. And who? Maybe it's been McCarthy the whole time. Again, I don't know. And I think not knowing, even though it's frustrating from our perspective, is brilliant from the Giants' perspective. There's no reason anybody should know what their plan is here.
All right, but do you sit back? Can you afford to sit back and wait at 6?
I don't know. That's for them to figure out.
Where does it end up being where you have to trade, you know, to 5? Just to make sure you don't get jumped by Minnesota.
You might have to do that. And let's be fair. If you're the Chargers, don't you play the game of make the Giants move to 5, right? Let the Giants think there's other teams that want this pick, and if you don't move up and get the 5th pick, you're going to lose out on whatever quarterback it is that you want. right? Because if the Chargers flip and pick up anything to go from 5 to 6, that's a huge win for them.
Right, but here's the last piece of this, and it was something, and probably I'm just reading too much, is Graziano saying that the Giants also really like Mike Penix. So now you're talking about the three quarterbacks that you have a chance to get because if Caleb Williams is going one, Jaden Daniels is going two, they've been linked to all three of them.
But
they love Drake May, they love J.J. McCarthy, and now they like Michael Penix.
But here's the brilliance. I don't know. I find it hard to believe they love all three guys. I think there's probably one guy that they really, really want. But the great thing that I respect right now is it's draft day, and we really have no idea who the guy is that they want.
Right.
That's well played.
It is well played. And I also understand that if you are hell-bent on trying to get, say, Malik Nabers, that you would want someone to trade up ahead of you to 5 to take a quarterback to give you that chance.
That'd be genius as well.
Well, that would be diabolical is what it would be.
Well, I think that they're not in it to ruin other teams. They're in it to facilitate what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm not saying ruin other teams. I'm just saying, if no trades are made and you just went, hey, no trades, let's just go mock draft. You go Williams, Daniels, Drake May. Marvin Harrison has been tied to Arizona the entire time. And now you look at, what the Chargers are going to do after losing two of their receivers. It would make sense that they would take the next best receiver, right?
Of course.
Unless they go O-line. So if I'm the Giants sitting at 6, I want to have the choice of Nabers or Adunze.
Of course you do.
So let's try to get someone to trade up ahead of us to take the quarterback.
Yeah, let's have a smokescreen that we're interested in now J.J. McCarthy. And I wonder, and you can answer this better than I can, I wonder if they let players think they're more interested in them than they are, so this kind of stuff becomes public.
Right, just because, they know at some point they're going to be asked and the kid's not going to be able to help themselves.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, I'd have a ton of respect for that.
Kind of use the kid in the process here.
Right. It would make perfect sense because I'm sure a lot of people that heard that, and we don't have the beginning of it where he asks, do you have any idea where you're going to go? And he's like, yeah, kind of. And then he immediately says the Giants. Then everyone was like, oh, J.J. McCarthy's going to the Giants.
Right. Everyone jumps on that bandwagon. It's a chess match. And that's why I want the audio. I want to hear what's going on.
Yeah, but it's not going to affect you until we get to 3.
I like all of it.
All right.
I like all of it.
The beginning's going to be boring, though. Caleb Williams
not
is going
for,
one.
Not for me. I want all of it. I want to hear them walk up and Caleb Williams. I'm going to watch the Knicks game. It's not like I'm not going to have the Knicks game on.
I want to be in the Knicks game.
All right, well.
I'm going to pretend like I'm courtside.
You
want to hear Goodell mispronounce names? Come on.
You have a superpower. You're able to consume 2 audio sounds at the same time. I don't have that.
Mariano.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Raymond. If he mispronounce, he's not going to mispronounce Caleb Williams. He can't. Jaden Daniels, no.
No.
Drake May, no. J.J. McCarthy, no.
Roma Dunze could be a good
That's going to be a tough one. Some of the offensive linemen. He's going to struggle with.
You think it could be Romeo? Adunze?
It could totally happen.
Adunze. I mean, Fashano's first name is going to crush him. There's no way he gets that.
Right. But speaking of difficult to pronounce names, did you see what Penei Sewell got yesterday?
Did you see what Detroit did, period? St. Brown got paid too.
Oh, yeah. Look, another receiver getting paid before C.D. Lamb.
Oh God, everything goes back to him and the Cowboys.
No, but it's another team getting their contract done before it.
No, but Ray's right though. They did the same thing with Dak. If you sign him sooner, like the problem with the NFL,
you pay less money.
Right. Well, but the problem with the NFL is that especially at the quarterback position, it's not, hey, we're going to pay you this much money because this is what you're worth. If you get to a certain level, it's like, okay, you're the next one up. You're going to get more money.
Exactly. And then the next guy gets signed, and you know what that means?
Price went up. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
That's just more money you got to pay later.
Yeah. Well, that's apparently they're okay with that.
Apparently.
Right?
Jerry needs to see more leaves and options.
He's only been here for...
How long has Dak been here for?
7 years? 8 years?
Dak has been the starting quarterback since
16.
All in, all right. We're all in.
Yeah, this is what this is. 8 years, no? Is that right, Raymond?
He hasn't seen enough.
Yeah, hasn't seen enough.
What did he finish? Third in the MVP voting last year.
Even if that enough is, we don't want to keep him. Then we're going to move on from Dak after the season. But this, I need to see more. What more would you possibly need to see from this guy?
I mean, you're going to eat his money. Santi, pull up his contract for me. Mm-hmm. What's his dead money? Is it? It's the same. It's pretty much the same as what they're paying him now anyway.
I think it's like 55.
Right, but they're paying him 55 anyway.
55 out of 60.
Oh, so why not trade him though? If you're going to eat them, if you have the 55 on your cap,
he has a no move. He has to approve any trade.
Right, but if he gets traded, I'm sure whoever trades him is going to pay him a boatload of money.
And wouldn't you rather go somewhere else if the team that you're with currently doesn't want you?
Yeah, to answer your earlier question, 2016 was when he took over, and he has started in the regular season 114 games.
But uncertain whether he's the guy. Need to see a little bit more.
Dead cap is 67 mil, by the way.
Okay.
That's not a ton, though.
No, I mean, his cap hits 55 anyway.
Right.
So you let him walk for nothing? That doesn't make sense.
So what do you think the line in the sand for Jerry is? Like, anything over 130, then you get a real good feel of the quarterback?
Right, dude, I mean, he was 36-9 last year. Completed almost 70% of his passes.
He was terrific.
4,500 yards. Like, terrific. What else do you need to see? Except playoff success.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Choo choo.
Oh, Santiago, you are good. DNR 98.7 ESPN. Little draft preview time. What will the Giants do? Jets at about 12 minutes from right now, we bring in the conductor, Jordan Renan. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Dave. What's going on? Is that me or was that a volume on the choo-choo of normally ladders? It's just on the audio for me.
Sounded really good to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I do have a gripe for you, Dave. My buddy, I was out to dinner last night. Gary told me I got to bring it up. He thinks it's a big mistake and embarrassing that you're going to keep the NFL draft on the main TV. Like, it's got to be a Knicks. It's a Knicks playoff game. You just flip it on when it's a Giants pick.
No. I told you what we're doing, and if Gary would open his ears and clean them out a little bit, I said, main TV, Knicks, but on mute. So the big TV will be Knicks. Side TV with the audio will be the draft.
Oh, well, I misunderstood. I guess he misunderstood. Okay. That makes sense, Nick.
That's fine. I want to hear what's going on in the draft, and I've watched 1,000 games in my life where I haven't had the audio on.
Fair enough.
All right.
But I mean, you only need the Giants pick, though.
No, I want them all.
You know?
I want it all. Yeah. I don't want it. This idea that I'm only interested in the Giants is such nonsense. I'm not John Winthrop, where I just care about my team in between the 20-yard lines. I want to know everything going on at every moment.
That's fair, but I understand the volume part, and I love our guys at ESPN and ABC. They do the best. They do an amazing job. You don't need to hear the filibustering in between picks when you got a Knicks playoff game.
I like the filibustering. I like it. All right, let's get to the Giants. Say hi to Rick, by the way.
Hey, Rick, can you speak today? Because I heard you earlier in the week. Oof, it was a struggle.
Nice, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. Coming from the guy who had a nervous breakdown live on TV.
Oh, dear.
Hey, I'm not. That's not like a negative. It's not like you did anything negative. I'm just saying you were powering through a bad you know, a sickness, a sore throat or something.
Right. I thought I was watching a live report from Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, dear. All right. You know what? I'm sorry. You guys don't like each other, and I have to be the mediator here. Jordan.
Beat it.
Always got to cross the line. You always got to cross the line.
Jordan, walk me through most likely scenario in your mind. Drake May, which I would imagine would be moving up. J.J. McCarthy, which may be moving up, or maybe you're able to grab him at six, or Malik Nabers. What's the most likely to least likely?
I think the most likely is still probably Nabers. That's why I landed on that as my most likely pick. But I do believe the Giants are going to be, and the only reason I say that, because I do believe the Giants are going to be very aggressive about trading up for a quarterback. But the problem here, and that's why it was hard for me, I wanted in the worst way to land on Drake May. There's a possibility, probably a better than 50% possibility, that they don't have any shot at that, right? That's not in their hands. If the New England Patriots decide, we want to take Drake May, Drake May is on the New England Patriots, assuming that Jaden Daniels goes number two, right? So that's out of the Giants, that they could offer whatever they want. And it's possible the New England Patriots would say, nope, we don't, no, there's basically nothing you can offer. So it has to be four first-round picks. At that point, you're the Giants, so that's too much, right? We can't do that. So, and then you get in the scenario, okay, what do they think of J.J. McCarthy? Are they potentially willing to trade up for him? Because I still do think that the Minnesota Vikings are most likely to come in at four or five for J.J. McCarthy. And if the Giants do get J.J. McCarthy, it would involve a move up. So that's why I still think that's probably less likely than landing with a wide receiver at six, sitting there and getting Malik Nabers.
Jordan, how much do you read into what J.J. McCarthy said to Rich Eisen about how much he met with the Giants?
Definitely caught my attention, for sure. I think I'm more likely to think that he could be the plan if they don't get Drake May now than I was before. So, yeah, I give it credence. And look, I've heard from the start, and I've said it numerous times, I think the Giants' interest in J.J. McCarthy is real. To what degree, we still don't know, but that sort of like picked it up a notch, right? I don't know. Did you guys come away with the same impression?
We did, but we're also thinking to ourselves, maybe this is a whole game by Joe Shane where he's planting seeds and he really wants Malik Nabers in the end.
I think that's too diabolical. I really don't think guys go about it that way. I just think the flow of information is so crazy that these guys don't really have to do anything. And there's enough people out there that are going to land on like every guy and, you know, just follow the groupthink eventually. And so I really don't think general managers go that in depth to come up with smokescreen plans. Could be wrong, but I've never heard of it, to be honest with you.
Well, it just seems, listen, if this was Dave Gettleman, right, this would make perfect sense because he's not, I mean, he's going to tell you what he's going to do and it doesn't matter. It's just with Joe Shane, I go back to how he handled the whole Kayvon Thibodeau situation. Like, I mean, weren't we hearing negative things about Kayvon Thibodeau, and then all of a sudden, come draft day, they take him fifth overall and they love him.
Yeah, it definitely flipped, and that's like you get that sense a little with J.J. too, because everybody kind of jumped off the J.J. bandwagon in the last few weeks, and now here we are. I could definitely see that, you know, coming back around for sure. But at the same time, like, honestly, Joe Shane's sitting there and he's thinking there's still so many different scenarios of how this could play out. Right, I don't think he's sitting there right now and he knows who they're drafting, because I do believe he's going to try hard to trade up. But you need a willing partner, and we don't know if that New England Patriots are a real willing partner. We don't know. We think the Arizona Cardinals are a willing partner with the Giants, because moving to six is way more enticing than moving to 11 for the Minnesota Vikings. But we don't know who's there at pick four. So there's so many variables that's what makes this one tough, even though they're picking six.
You talk about the Giants moving up, and Jordan Renan with us here, 98.7 ESPN Giants beat reporter, does a great job. Any chance that if what they want is not sitting in front of them at six, and they think it could be there at, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10, you could see them moving back, or there's no way they move out of that six spot and move back?
No, I think there's a way. If, the board falls a certain way, maybe the quarterback they don't like, or aren't, you know, in love with is sitting there. This is a team that has six picks, Dave. That is, I think, the second or third fewest out of any team in this draft. And if they're not drafting a quarterback, we know that you need to find a path to get a quarterback eventually. So picking up more draft capital is important for this team and this organization. And I think Joe Shane knows that. That's why I believe he's going to be super aggressive to get a quarterback here. And if not, he's also going to be in the back of his mind planning, okay, how am I going to get a quarterback in the future? And that involves more draft capital. And even late in this draft, you hear a lot of like, this isn't a great draft, deep in the draft. Like a lot of teams, rounds 5 to 7, are going to be looking to get rid of picks for future, you know, 2025 picks, because next year is supposed to be a deeper draft.
So, Jordan, what happens if they don't end up with J.J. McCarthy, or just don't like J.J. McCarthy enough to trade up and Minnesota jumps ahead of them and takes J.J. McCarthy? I read a report and Graziano says they like Michael Penix. Like, if they don't get one of those top four guys, and how, and some of these mock drafts go the way that it feels like they're going now, where there's such a demand for quarterbacks for Vegas, for Denver, that a Penix goes and a Bo Nix goes. How, do the Giants end up even taking a quarterback in this draft?
I think that's one of the scenarios that we just talked about there. If Dave says, you know, if they trade back. Like if they trade back, it could be with an eye on somebody like Michael Penix at 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there, right before that next crew of Minnesota, Denver, Las Vegas. So I think that is definitely one of the scenarios. But, hey, you know, Michael Penix is a little bit of a risk, right? Especially, I have a hard time seeing Michael Penix be the guy, considering the Giants' biggest concern with Daniel Jones is the injuries, right? You're going to replace a guy who your biggest concern is with injuries with a guy whose biggest concern is injuries? That one makes it tough for me. But I guess if they're looking for a way to get a quarterback and they move back and they navigate the board, it's a scenario. I think that's where that kind of popped up.
All right, Jordan, listen, we got to run because we have Rich Cimini to dissect the Jets in just a moment. But keep doing the great job you're doing. We'll be watching you and listening to you and checking you out on Twitter tonight. And can you do me a favor, please? When I send you a text, can you respond within a normal amount of time? You're very bad at returning text messages.
Oh, I mean, I'm hit or miss. I wouldn't say very bad. But, Dave, I'm working, too. I have a job, right?
Well, I understand that. But it's not like I'm looking for paragraphs in return. Just a quick update of what I'm asking.
I can't be at your beck. I will do my best for you. Just because you're my guy, I will do my best for you. Who do you want, real quick? Give me. You know, I want to hear, what's your optimal scenario?
My optimal scenario is, optimal is that I stay at 6 and get Drake May. Realistic is that I move up and get Drake May.
That's not realistic, though.
What do you mean?
It doesn't feel like it's realistic. I mean, you don't control that.
Move up and get Drake May?
It sounds like the Patriots are going to take Drake May at 3.
Jordan, is that completely unrealistic?
That's not crazy. I mean, yeah, sitting there getting Drake May at 6, I think is, you know, we're talking like 2%, whereas we might be at like 45% for being able to trade up and get Drake May. There's a price for everything, right? There's a price. If you offer enough, a first, a second, a first round pick next year, you know, that's a good starting point. That's a lot.
A better hit, I'll tell you that. All right, Jordan, we got to run. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good day, guys. All enjoy. Right.
Thank you. Enjoy it as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Rich Cimini will join us next on 98.7 ESPN.
This NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place a same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Rick and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Pickleball showdown between us and Anita Marks along with Armani Toomer. A little over a week away. It's Sunday, May the 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pregame coverage starts on ESPN New York at 9 o'clock that morning with a live broadcast hosted by Anita. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the Pickleball Showdown for the ages. Be there May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. I saved this read for this exact timing, Rick, because I've heard that Rich Cimini is of the mindset that we have very little of any chance to win this match. Rich, is that accurate?
Did I say that? Is that a direct quote?
I think you said you were asked who's going to win, and you're like, oh, Anita and Imani.
Yeah, I think I said something like I would take them on the money line.
Right.
Yes, that would be an accurate quote. I'll stand by it, but I wish you guys the best. Have you guys played yet?
Have we played together yet?
No, for the competition.
No, it's May. Didn't you just hear the read, for God's sakes?
How dare you?
No, I've been I'm watching it. I'm in the war room. I'm watching video to football tape, so I wasn't paying attention to the commercial.
Yeah, it's
don't
May.
Don't speak to Rich like that.
I'll speak to Rich. I've known Rich a long time. I'll speak to Rich however I want to speak to Rich. It's May 5th. would you like to make the trek to Stamford, Connecticut and watch the match?
It's not going to be streamed anywhere where I could stay at home and watch it?
It might be.
A little bit of a hype for me.
It might be.
Well, okay. Well, I'll check my schedule. It's after the draft, so the schedule is a lot more open.
It sure is. All right, so let's get to it, Rich. What do you think? We've debated with this. I think our mindset is it makes the most sense for the Jets to take the offensive lineman, but forget about what you think they should do. What do you think they do, in fact, go ahead with?
Well, I agree with you, first of all, but in terms of what I think they will do, I think there's three scenarios, okay? Because I do think there's a small chance they could trade up. If they trade up, it's for a receiver. If they stay at 10, it's for Bowers. If they move down, it's for an offensive lineman. So I think that's probably an oversimplification, but I think that's kind of the way it's looking now. I think there's a chance they could go up or down, really. I think anywhere from 8 to 17 is the Jets' like sweet spot in this draft. And I agree with you guys. I think this team needs an offensive tackle more than a tight end. But I do know for a fact the Jets really, really like Brock Bowers, and they could conceivably take him at 10.
Now, Rich, if it is the offensive lineman, I know I've heard Fuaga. Is there one that you think is the guy that they would target if it ends up being an offensive lineman?
You know, I've been on the Fuaga train since the Senior Bowl. You know, I had heard around the Senior Bowl that Joe Douglas is really high on Fuaga. You know, Joe has, according to one of my sources, has been talking up Fuaga for like before football season even started. So he's been on his radar for a while. There's so many good tackles in this draft. I don't think they'll get Joe Walt. I think he'll be gone by 10. But then I think J.C. Latham could be a factor for the Jets, although I do think there's a good chance he could go in the top 9, possibly 5, to the Chargers. So the Jets, if they stay at 10 and take a tackle, they're probably going to get the third best tackle in the draft. It could be Fuaga. It could be no one seems to be mentioning Olu Fashanu anymore from Penn State, but I he's in the mix as well. So I think the best case for the Jets would be to move down a few spots, draft a lineman like a Fuaga, and then pick up an extra pick along the way. I do think that's a possibility as well.
See, I think that's smart, too. And Rich Cimini with us here, Jets reporter, 98.7 ESPN. I think it's smart as well. But then on the flip side, you say they could move up. And Mel Kiper was with us yesterday and said, you know, they could move up to 8 and draft a Dunze if he happens to be there and jump the Bears on that one. Does it make sense for a team that already doesn't have a second-round pick to mortgage more of the future and take an Adunze, or does it not?
Yeah, you can make that argument, but I think, and I don't think a trade-up from 10 to 8 would leave a gaping hole in their draft. I think they probably have to give up one of their fours and maybe swap places in the third or maybe give up a 3 next year. I don't think it would be crippling to their draft only to go up 2 spots. That's why I do think, in fact, I think my mock draft 2.0, which, you know, was like a week ago, I had that happening, them going up to 8 and getting Adunze. You know, Adunze would be great for the Jets. He's, you know, some people think he might even be the best receiver in the draft. I think the consensus is Harrison, but the Jets would love to pair him with Garrett Wilson. Likewise, Malik Nabers. I don't think this is going to happen, but if 8 Nabers got to 8, that would be, I think, on the Jet radar. So I think they could make that move without killing their draft, and he's a guy they really like.
So, Rich, what happens if they don't draft an offensive lineman here? if they decide, hey, we want to go up to eight and we want to take a Dunze. Tyron Smith is, I mean, I know he's got this new plan in Dallas, but he still misses games. Morgan Moses coming back from the PEC. I mean, they're both older players. Are there going to be, you know, other moves made? Is Bakhtiari going to be signed? Like, what else do they do with the offensive line if they don't draft something here?
Uh-oh.
Speechless.
Did we lost Rich, I guess?
That's because you treated him poorly.
Well, he deserved it.
No, he didn't.
I did the read as he was
joining
us.
He's breaking down tape. He's in the war room right now.
Well, you know, when he's on hold with us, it's now his time to be paying attention to us.
Rich is the third person that I've heard put Latham with the Chargers.
Up to five. We have Rich back, so continue your question. I don't know what he heard of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard Rick's question about possibly signing a veteran lineman after the draft. And
yep.
I do think that would be something that would happen because Joe Douglas is not going to go into this season with the current offensive line. I mean, wouldn't that be the definition of insanity? I mean, doing the same thing again, expecting a different result. I think they would go out and get a veteran swing tackle. You mentioned Bakhtiari. Of course, he'd be a candidate. Someone like a Donovan Smith, who, you know, started last year for Kansas City, you know, could come in and be that swing tackle. I do think they would address it with a veteran.
I'm good. I mean, you've given us the 8 to 17 range. You've talked about...
I have one more.
All right, well, I was going to say I'm done, but Rick might have one more.
Okay, so I might have more than one more. Rich, other needs you think the Jets address, and also at some point during this draft, do you think they do take a quarterback?
I do, Rick. I think day three is prime territory for a quarterback. I think the two guys to watch out for are... Michael Pratt from Tulane and Jordan Travis from Florida State. They've done a lot of work on those guys. They've had them both in for top 30 visits. You're probably looking, you know, Pratt's probably, you know, could be anywhere from like four, you know, around four or five, somewhere in there. Travis maybe a little bit later, maybe five, six. But yes, I mean, they obviously have a gaping hole on the depth chart right now, now that Zach Wilson is finally gone. And, you know, they do want to, like Joe Douglas said it last week when we asked him about this, he said he wants to create a quarterback factory. I don't know if anyone would put the words quarterback factory and Jets in the same sentence right now, but he harkened back to the 1990s Green Bay Packers when, of course, they had Brett Favre, but Ron Wolf was really smart. He kept drafting quarterbacks in the late rounds like Mark Brunell and Aaron Brooks, and they flipped those guys for draft picks eventually. I think that's what the Jets would like to become. However, in a year or two, they may need a quarterback themselves, so they might be drafting for the future as well. So long answer, a short, yes, I do think there's a good chance they draft a quarterback.
Well, what a wild thing to say, huh? I mean, they just swung and missed so terribly the last couple of quarterbacks, and he wants this to become a quarterback factory.
Yeah, that kind of jumped out at me a little bit. What's the opposite of a factory? I don't know. The Jets have had... You know,
like a mom and pop
Wilson
shop,
like a crematorium.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, same thing, 3 years and out. I mean, that's not Joe Douglas' fault. That was the previous administration. But obviously, Zach Wilson will go down as one of the worst draft picks the Jets have ever made. So, yeah, that was. But they're going to keep swinging. I guess you got to keep swinging, right?
Factory together. You got to keep swinging. Yes.
Yeah, tilts in their direction. Eventually, we'll see.
Rich, do great. We appreciate you as always, and I'm sure we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. That's the great Rich Cimini, who just needs to listen a little better. Otherwise, he's almost flawless.
That's like a quarterback landfill. A factory.
Factory. What a wild word to use.
Where do you guys make your quarterbacks? You walk in, and it's like the hamster on the wheel.
Yeah.
Running.
The last thing I would ever think of with the Jets is that they're a quarterback factory.
It's like the Toy Story. It's got like that toy with like the different arm and the
right.
The hair's
just put it together. Right. Whatever you can get, just put it together and see if that can throw the football downfield. It's like the Frankenstein quarterback.
We're the polar opposite of a quarterback
right?
factory.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We got to get to the Knicks and kind of get the feel of what everyone thinks about this very big game three tonight. And we have our mock draft at 9:30. Lot to do. 1-800-919-3776. You know what? Those chimes are just terrible on 98.7 ESPN. Picture this in your mind's eye. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting completely lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so bad you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations, they happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The excitement is palpable. Does anybody have any idea what time it is right now?
Mock draft time.
Mock draft time. RJ? RJ?
Hi, Dave.
Will you be putting pen to paper here for the mock draft?
I will be keeping track of everyone's selections.
Beautiful. So here we go. 1 through 10. So it's just a point for each correct answer. Doesn't matter what team takes what player. Accurate?
Correct. And if you want to mix in some trades just for the fun
of it? For fun, though.
You can do that.
Okay. I don't care. You want to start? Whatever you want, I'll start that way. Would you like to start? Would you like me to start?
I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears will be selecting Caleb Williams.
Those chimes are so wonderful.
I love them.
I will agree. When the pick is in, the Bears will take one quarterback, USC, Caleb Williams.
Some have called him the Prince of the NFL.
I think he's going to be a terrific player. All right, so that's one.
RJ, what you should do for Dave next birthday is find a way to get those chimes as Dave's doorbell at his house.
That would be great.
That'd be a great idea, actually.
Could you imagine that every time the doorbell? But I'll tell you this, and I don't know if you guys have the same. Not many people ring the doorbell at our house.
Yeah, but now I think you put a sign out there by the doorbell. Please ring the bell.
Yeah, right. But you know the problem with Dave would be? Is he would have the emotional high of hearing the chimes and then the emotional low of seeing whoever was standing there. And Dave would just be like, oh, you.
No, because I know they're there 10 minutes before they walk up to the door because the dogs go crazy if anyone walks anywhere near the house.
All right, I'm up.
You just did the first one.
Oh, we're alternating. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't that make sense?
Okay. Oh, I guess.
Jump all over him.
You just said do whatever you want and you'll follow.
No. I meant he goes one, then Rick, I would go two.
Rick goes to the podium.
I like it. What do you think? I love how he's like, all right, I'll go first, and okay, I guess I'm up then for a second.
Steel chair, podium, run.
All right, I guess I'm up. I will say that's nice. Someone's at the door. The Commanders take Jaden Daniels, 2, LSU.
I will concur. I will take Jaden Daniels with the second pick.
Okay. All right.
I'm up now.
It swings back to you because, yes, accurately, you're now up.
All right. With the third pick, I don't think the Patriots play games. I think they will listen to offers. But by the end of this, they need to come away with the quarterback. So I say they will select Drake May with a third pick.
I'd love to go in a different direction. Can I get my chimes, please? With the third overall selection, the Patriots will take Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. I agree. All right, let's move along to pick number 4. And this is kind of where things get rolling. 4 is the Arizona Cardinals, who could trade out, who could take a receiver, or I guess an outside chance of an offensive lineman. But in my mock draft, the 4th overall selection stays put with Arizona, and they take the second-generation receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., the Ohio State University.
I'd love to disagree with you here, because I'm with you. If the Patriots decide they're taking the quarterback, this seems like the spot that teams that want a quarterback are going to try to get up to. I think by the end of it, teams aren't willing to give enough, and it's going to be tough for Arizona to move off of Marvin Harrison Jr. to match up with Kyler Murray. So I'll go Marvin Harrison Jr. with the 4th pick.
All right, so right now we are locked in, all in agreement, through 4 selections. When does it change? Pick 5, you're up.
I think it could change right here.
I don't know about that.
So with the 5th pick, the Los Angeles Chargers will make their pick, and they will select not Joe Alt. They will select tackle Alabama, J.C. Latham.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. We are going to deviate here. I think we have a trade here. The Vikings make a trade with the Chargers and move up to 5. Now the Chargers will receive picks 11 and 23. And with that 5th selection, the L.A. Chargers will take J.J. McCarthy.
Here's the thing. My initial mock draft had that exact same thing happening, and then like a jackwagon, I continued to do some research and study and came across a report that said, if it's not for Drake May, Minnesota doesn't necessarily want to get rid of both their first-round picks. If they traded up to 5, they would have to do that, so that's why I didn't have them going up to 5.
Okay, which is fair, and I don't think it's crazy. I don't think you overdo things. I think it's very appropriate. 6, my New York football Giants. We've heard rumblings of Drake May. We've heard rumblings of J.J. McCarthy. We've heard, will they trade back? No, I've heard they love Malik Nabers. With the 6th overall selection, the Giants will take the wide receiver from LSU.
I'm not so sure how excited he'll be about being drafted by the New York Giants, but I will agree. There are some people that actually think that he could be a better receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr., so I will say Giants select Malik Nabers.
All right, number 7 goes back to you.
All right. So there's no chance we have this pick the same. I think this is where we see the action. I think that this is where Minnesota trades up, and Minnesota will take J.J. McCarthy with the 7th pick.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have McCarthy falling to 7, huh?
Yep.
And you think Minnesota moves up there to grab him?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're right. We differ again with 7. I mean, this has been the one that's been the staple of most drafts outside of Caleb Williams, maybe the entire way. Titans take the best offensive lineman in the draft, and that's Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
All right, so I'm up. I'm up.
You started with 7. I'll start with 8. I think we have a trade here.
Oh, I think you might be right.
But it may not be the trade you think it's going to be. With the 8th pick, we have a trade. Hang on, I have my card. Let me open this up. Trade with the 8th pick. The Atlanta Falcons will trade this pick to the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts will jump on Rome Odunze, wide receiver, University of Washington.
All right. I see what you did there.
That's what I did.
So when doing the chosen of the drafts, I decided I wanted to get it a little wild at the end here.
A little wild, a little saucy, a little sexy.
I also have a trade. This trade does not involve the Indianapolis Colts. This trade involves my New York Jets. My New York Jets will move up, and they will select Rome Odunze.
All right. So that doesn't matter, right? I mean,
no,
for our purposes, we both
have him going 8.
Right. So we both have Odunze going 8.
All right.
You're up with 9.
9.
There's no way your 9 is going to be the same as mine.
Oh, 0% chance. So with 9, I'm not sure if you guys know this or not. I'm sure you do. Chicago only has 4 picks in this year's draft.
So you're going to have a trade here.
I'm going to have a trade here. I have your Colts moving up to 9 and taking Brock Bowers.
Wow. Colts to 9, Brock Bowers. Okay. I like that. I think the Bears are going to keep this pick. And I think they're going to take, this is going to be the first wow moment of the draft. With the 9th overall selection, the Chicago Bears select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, University of Texas.
Interesting.
That's a wow.
That'd be a wow, wouldn't
it? Huh?
I like him a lot.
Yeah, well, in my mind,
but that's a wow.
Well, you just drafted a quarterback with the 1st overall pick.
Yeah, I understand.
That's interesting. I didn't expect that. All right, you're up.
Now I have the 10th pick. Where did my guy go?
You sound surprised.
No. I can't find my guy here. Where is he?
It should be on the piece of paper.
You know,
there he is. I got him. I can't read my writing that well. Okay. Number 10. we've had a lot of debate. Do the Jets go with the receiver, with the tight end? Do they go with, in fact, an offensive lineman? With the 10th overall selection, the Jets take J.C. Latham, offensive lineman, University of Alabama.
I'd be happy with that pick.
Be a great pick.
All right, so my final pick, I have, so I had the Jets moving up to 8 with Atlanta to take Adunze, so I have Atlanta now picking. They're on the clock. They've been tied to this guy the entire draft, entire mock season, so I'll have Atlanta taking Dallas Turner with the 10th pick.
Okay, all right. And that would be the first defensive player of the draft, right, for you?
For me, not for you.
Right. I have 9, you have 10. To me, I wonder when the last time a defensive player didn't go to 9 or 10.
Yeah, we have to go back for that, probably.
Right? I imagine it's going to be years and years and years.
A lot of offensive players, man. A lot of receivers, quarterbacks.
A lot of bragging rights here, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I've gone through probably 50 different mock drafts, and they all have something different somewhere.
Of course they do. Of course they do. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? We'll come back, and we will dive right into the Melange. 1-800-919-3776. The Melange is moments away. We get you all ready for the draft in the Knicks on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now, Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. These are not normal friends. These are dear friends. And they converted my kid's bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job, customized just like we wanted. Only one expert installer. Process was easy. There's no demo. There's no mess. And Bath Fitter is a high-quality permanent solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife. And for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. What a treat that is, huh? $500? So start designing your bath today like we did at bathfitterdesign.com, because there's only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.